This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
All right, his Skype did stabilize, and I want to hear what he has to say about polls, because he saw how fake they were last election. They're back with a vengeance. Don't waste your vote on Trump. He's going to lose in a landslide. It's all fake. But if you believe it, that has the effect and could become reality. So you were getting into Rasmussen, Reverend. Go ahead.
Yes, just recently, a Rasmussen poll stated that 40% of African-American likely voters said that Donald Trump is doing a great job, is doing a good job, I said. Now, if that same poll was asked if they were going to vote for him or other polling, a lot of those people do not want the hassle. They don't want anybody coming at them saying that they're going to vote for Trump. But you have to have a brain. 8% of the vote in 2016, Donald Trump had 8% of the vote. 13% of that 8% was African-American men, which was very surprising. But my point is this. If there's 40% of African-Americans who feel Donald Trump is doing a good job, when most African Americans still don't know of his excellent track record and will know more about it as we get towards the election, that means those inner city votes that have often swayed a state, they're not going to have a vote. Hillary Blaine thought she was going to get Obama numbers. I'm going to tell you right now, Biden is going to get nowhere near Hillary's numbers. Okay? So this is really...
So you're there in the grassroots, and you're saying, don't believe the hype. Black folks more and more are seeing through this BS.
But they're not going to tell you they're voting for Trump.
No, I get that. Most people won't, because they don't want to get attacked.
So you give a poll, say, hey, Biden's up by 14 points. Do you really believe that? I mean, do you really believe? Obviously, your method of polling, Donald Trump has bought in an era where you cannot use polling to determine, unless it's a trick question. That was a great question they asked. How do you think the country is doing? I think it was the economy. Do you find a favorable 40? That's the highest of any president.
Yeah, and then you got the deep state, Bill Maher and all them saying, oh, we want to crash the economy, and then bragging we crashed it to hurt Trump. People know that it's the Democrats trying to crash stuff. They're not going to blame Trump.
Well, I can speak for Phil Murphy, and I can speak for Andrew Cuomo, and I have made this comment. These things that they have done, it has been deliberately to extort money from Washington for their failing budgets and economies and practices of their fiduciary, how they have been running those states. Trump seems not to have budged, even though he had dinner with Phil Murphy a couple of weeks ago. I got worried about that. But now it appears that that is not good. They do not need to bail them out. Let them file bankruptcy and let government come in and run it. And they'll find most of the money is hidden in the educational department. One third of our budget is school education. There was $1 billion, Alex. This is God's truth. $1 billion missing out from the school construction.
Oh, I know. I know what blue states do. And Republicans are like, look, I investigate Republicans. They got some little corruption problems. But with Democrats, it's just exponentially worse.
Exponentially. And now you want somebody to bail you out.
I agree with you. Is the deep state, the Democrats are going down. That's why they're trying to take us with them. That's why they're so dangerous, because they're a cornered rat. And I believe in your optimism. And I think overall we're winning. But I worry. We only got 60 seconds left. You said this 6 months ago, 7 months ago, something big's coming. What do you think they're going to pull next? Because you know they're not going to give up.
Well, I just knew something big was coming. I think they feel personally that they can ride George Floyd to November. I don't believe that is possible, but simply because just the way people are. Not only that, people are beginning to reflect back and recognize. How do you get $300 million from Black Lives Matters into Joe Biden's campaign? Come on, these things are beginning to surface where their money is going. You're being used, African Americans. You're being used. Leo Terrell, the civil rights lawyer, when he comes out and admits and says they're a sham, Leo Terrell, civil rights lawyer, He says, basically, that they're a funnel system for anarchy. They're a funnel system for extremists. When Leo Terrell says that, your days are numbered.
Wow, Reverend Childress, Black Genocide, exactly, their days are limited. Because everybody gets, this will bankrupt everybody. They get away with this. We're all in this together. Thank you so much, Reverend.
Thank you for having me.
It's finally here. Introducing the first of its kind, nascent iodine spray with true atomic iodine. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive deep earth crystal nascent iodine. After extensive development, it's finally here. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the earth's surface into an ultimate spray formula. I have been using the new X2 spray every day, and I feel good knowing that I have the power of true nascent iodine working for my body. I can personally feel the difference. We know iodine is an essential mineral that supports thyroid health as well as healthy metabolism, healthy hormone levels, and healthy cognitive function. Iodine may also support your body in healthy response to environmental and dietary toxins. Get your daily dose of essential iodine and experience the benefits of true nascent iodine today. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com before we sell out of our new limited first shipment. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You thought the leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
And the colors of the sea, find your eyes with trembling mermaids, and you touch the distant beaches. Tales of brave Ulysses, how his naked ears were tortured by the sirens sweetly.
All right, I really appreciate you all holding. I'm going to give you all about a minute. I really respect you. I'm sorry I made you hold. Just briefly, we're going to be out there this Sunday protesting and exposing this whole thing and having an open-air church service, which is the power of that. The left hates that even more, us calling on God. Find out more at wecan'tbreathe.news. And we hope it goes nationwide. That's all up to you. And, yeah, I'll just throw this out there. We got the 4th of July specials going right now. Free shipping, double Patriot points, and 50% off DNA Force and Ultra 12. That's how we fund the operation. They're great products, so thank you all. Okay, let's go to Justin in Tennessee. Thanks for holding, Justin. Go ahead.
Hey, man. Yeah, the timing of this is just so coincidental, right? Like, May 22nd, Biden, he gives a Charlemagne the God interview where he the whole "you ain't black" gaffe. And then literally 3 days later, you have the whole George Floyd event.
It's very, very suspicious. And
perfectly stage managed, almost, right?
It looks bad. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. No, I just wanted to kind of get your take on that.
Well, I mean, here's the deal. They've staged so much stuff, dead babies and incubators that didn't exist, this latest NASCAR thing. Of course they can stage things, but there's cops doing bad things and mistakes that happen, so you can also cherry pick it. I tend to think it might have actually happened, like they say, because I agree with Childress. I thought this myself, that they would launch it in August, the race stuff. But they didn't. They launched it then, which I think was early, which I think is going to backfire on them. They're just hoping for the cops to make a mistake somewhere else.
Yeah, I just hope there's not.
Imagine there's like 2 million cops, and the first one makes a mistake, more stuff's going to burn down.
Yeah, hopefully they don't have another event up their sleeve, like some kind of far right attack, terrorist attack or something.
Oh, that's death. I think mass shootings and I think bombings. I mean, I think that's going to happen, brother. I think that's in the. I think that's 100% in the cards.
I hope not. Thanks.
God bless you, Justin. I mean, let me tell you, all bets are off, folks. I mean, stuff's so bad that I don't even have any fear anymore. Actually, I'm just like, it's that feeling when you're in the middle of a vicious fight with weapons, and you're just fighting for your life. You're not scared, not anything. You're just like, it's like breathing now. I mean, we're in it, folks. And only God can steer us through this thing. That's the God's honest truth, and you all know it. And I'm sorry for people that aren't Christian or don't believe in God because you got steered wrong when you were a kid or whatever. There are no atheists in foxholes, okay? And I know who decides the victory on battlefields and in hospital rooms and on the drawing boards and who gives us the innate spark. It's God. So I don't just cling to God. I am absolutely only here because of God. Derek in California, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, brother.
I'm a longtime listener. I talked with you and Max Kaiser a few years ago on the Money Bomb, you know, a handful of years ago. But I really wanted to bring up, I have two good points, not just to ramble on here. One of my points is we really need to address how Trump is saying about getting the rioters going after the statues of the veterans, War Memorials Act. We need to start aiming at prosecuting them for that as much as we can, but also revoking citizenship. So let's face it, all the people that are doing this, they hate our country, right? So if they don't want to be here, let's just to make them out of, because I think they're all traitors personally. So, but
you know, the deep state's just doing that, hoping we go out and get in a fight with them. I mean, that's all they're hoping to do is the cops do the wrong. I mean, this is all just incitement. The idiots out there doing it are literally so stupid, it's just not even, I mean, like Tucker Carlson said last night, I mean, the people following these leftist directives are dumber than a box of rocks. They attack the black memorials for World War II and the Civil War for the North and the Civil War. They attack Lincoln. They attack anti-slavery. They just cut down another famous anti-slavery and cut the head off of it because it was a white dude. I mean, these are idiots, brother.
One other point I wanted to say just for all of us InfoWarriors and real Americans. I mean, I'm Italian-American. I want to do a shout-out to all my Italian-Americans out in Philadelphia for protecting the statue. I don't even know what's going on with it. I haven't checked on in the last few days or anything. But I also want to say, let's just all stop playing this game, like Alex just said. Let's not even address the Democrats as Democrats. They're traitors. Let's just stop even saying it anymore. It's just to even consider them as a part of the
party. Absolutely. They're not Democrats. They work for the Chi-Coms. And I love how, Christopher Columbus is bad. Everybody that's in this country that actually got here as an ancestor of a slave or the prodigy of a slave, then why are you so happy to be here if it's so bad? That's the world he came from. They were taught transatlantic slave trade by the Muslims. And I'm not defending the institution. I hate it. The point is that they want to just get rid of all those symbols because it's about symbols of the West and to say the West is bad. Though everybody's trying to get into the West, because it's the West that tried to actually end slavery. The West is about empowering people at its core system. That's why the globalists want to get rid of it, because they're anti-human, period. Nathan in Michigan. Nathan, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say that
Talk into your phone again, brother.
What we really have to talk to these people that are not awake yet and talk to them about how, okay, the people in Africa are starving. I think that's so huge because they want to
this is the cover for hundreds of millions that are going to die. The UN admits it. It's true. Hundreds of millions are going to die. I don't care what damn color they are, but that's on us if we sit there. And then they tell us it's about 14 black dudes the cops miskill every year. Okay, great. The cops are all going to jail for that. Shut up about it. Let's deal with it. Exactly. The UN is using this for their COVID lockdown as a distraction. It is criminal, and it pisses me off when some white liberal walks up to me and goes, F you, racist. I represent black people. You don't represent anything but the New World Order. It's disgusting.
And also, China is helping the Chai Nazis, as the Hong Kong people call it.
Oh, my God. The Chai Coms have killed five times what Hitler did. They're so damn evil.
They're keeping black people out of the hotels and all this stuff.
I mean, well, listen, I'm just telling you. I know. And then all these small brats run around here saying America sucks. They're idiots. But listen, something this free and this good doesn't last this long usually. So I'm just going to keep warning everybody that thinks this is funny. You're an idiot. I know our general listeners aren't idiots. I mean, the people that tune in, that think this is all funny, think they're part of the power structure, think they're going to bring America down and that you're going to be in charge. If you think the idiots that are out there burning stuff down and shooting police and beating up white people are going to be put in power, think again. The globalists are using them. And I know I'm stating something ridiculously obvious. Thank you, Nathan. Let's go to Mankind in Arizona. You're on the air.
Yes, Alex, can you hear me?
I can. Go ahead.
All right, excellent. Yeah, so I was just wanting to call in because I just wanted to give some positive news for a little bit because blessings to all the viewers and listeners, and I want to give a shout-out to your crew as well, man. They always do such a good job.
I'm a raging bull. They put up with me.
Yeah, I got it. But just in my own experience, just within the last probably 4 months, I have seen at least four or five staunch Democrat, leftist, liberal friends of mine who I've been talking to for the last 5 years who, I mean, they weren't trying to hear anything that I was trying to say. Nothing ever at all until just these last couple of months. I've had about five or six of them come full circle and basically start saying, you know what? Like when the George Floyd stuff like that was happening, they all of a sudden now with this ridiculous stuff that's going on, people are actually starting to be able to see what's going on with the left because they're exposing their hand every single time that they pull off something that just happened last week or the week before last. Do you know what I mean?
I totally agree. It's like this Bubba guy that got caught, and the media is saying it's good that he did that. He knew it was a garage puller. I mean, you know, it's just crazy. Great points. God bless you. Look, I'm sorry to Michael. I'm sorry to Scott and Justin. Call me back tomorrow. Jason Jones got a bunch of big guests. He's a great co-host. He's taking over for the next 45 minutes. Then Owen Schroeder in the war room. And then I'm going to be out there this Sunday, high noon, south side of the Capitol. We're going to march to the governor's mansion. And I'm really sad. I have to go get in the governor's face. But the governor's really letting us down.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owners population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management. Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Myself. Can you guys hear me? I am just going to keep going as if you guys can hear me. I can't hear the producers. Aloha, this is Jason Jones coming to you from the west side of Oahu. This is hour four of the Alex Jones Show, and it's a privilege to be back with you again this week. I have received emails. First of all, it is a privilege to talk to this audience because this is the most important audience in the world. Since I've been guest hosting this show, I've received emails from all over the world, people of every religion, people, every tribe in this country that you can think about. You know, the alphabet people, Dave Chappelle talks about, the L's, the G's, the B's, everything. They all email me thanking me for being at InfoWars, telling me how grateful they are for InfoWars. And what the people of InfoWars have in common is their commitment to truth. They stand for truth. They hate bullies. They hate people conspiring to rob us of our freedom. And it's ironic that they call Alex Jones a bully. It is ironic that they call, say, InfoWars are bullies. But in a way, they're onto something. Because if Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Google are calling you a bully, what that tells me is you're standing with the truth. Because the only thing more powerful than the global establishment, the deep state, all of these media and tech companies, is the truth. So if they're calling you a bully, and they say you're bullying Twitter, you're bullying YouTube, you're bullying Facebook, what they're saying is you're standing with truth. My guest today is Taylor Marshall, but I don't know if I'm going to be able to hear him.
Can you hear me, Jason? Aloha.
Taylor, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Let me see here. I'm going to pull an audible, guys. If you people on the planet Earth can hear me, I'm about to do something right here on the fly. Can you guys hear me now? Taylor, can you hear me?
We've proven that we have our pulse on exactly what's going on the planet from a globalist perspective. I'm standing on a mountaintop next to Lucifer. I've not bowed to Lucifer. I'm not serving Lucifer. But I'm seeing the same vista and the same horizon as Lucifer. I am seeing it from the Luciferian perspective. And that's why they hate me. Is they don't want their own compartmentalized minions having the big high-level field marshal view. And those aren't words. Everyone knows it. This is the field marshal view.
Alex Jones is facing an increasing number of platforms who will no longer publish his content.
A host of social media and tech companies have joined Apple in banning far-right conspiracy theorist Alex Jones and his InfoWars network from their platforms.
It's one of the biggest moves yet from Facebook in its efforts to curb hate speech. The bans target some of the most well-known far-right personalities in the U.S. and the U.K., including Alex Jones, founder of the conspiracy website InfoWars, and ex-Breitbart editor Milo Yiannopoulos.
We've got a statement now with regard to PayPal and reports that it has ended its relationship with InfoWars. In it, their statement from a PayPal spokesperson said that we have undertaken an extensive review of the InfoWars site and found instances that promoted hate or discriminatory intolerance against certain communities and religions, which run counter to our core values of inclusion. For that reason, they have ended their relationship.
A Monday warrior, mean right. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean right.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. This is Jason Jones, and my first guest is Taylor Marshall. We have Telcomex, Sean King, call for the destruction of religious symbols across the United States, and Taylor Marshall took him on, and actually took on Catholic bishops for not standing up to Telcomex. Taylor, welcome to the show.
Jason Jones, howdy from Texas.
Aloha from Hawaii, brother. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
So I'm having a bit of a delay, brother, but there has been a call from Sean King, one of the key figures being celebrated by the media, one of the leaders of the Black Lives Matter movement. You said on your podcast you were darker than him. I can't say the same. Maybe because I live in Hawaii I can say the same, but I'm Scandinavian. So you have he's been dubbed by Black Twitter as Telcomex, which I think is pretty cute because he's Caucasian, but he's taken it upon himself to be the leader of the Black Lives Matter movement, and now he's calling for the destruction of religious symbols. And where is this going to end, Taylor Marshall?
Yeah, I mean, Sean King came out with this tweet and he said, yes, all murals and stained glass windows of white Jesus and his European mother and their white friends should also come down. They are a gross form of white supremacy created as tools of oppression, racist propaganda. They should all come down. But Jason Jones, when friars and monks were painting these murals and making the stained glass, I don't know, in the 800s, 1200s, 1300s, you think they were working on creating tools of oppression and white supremacy? Of course not. This is absolutely ridiculous. This has nothing to do with the pigment of skin or the pigment of paint chosen by artists. This is a Marxist ploy to create warfare between classes, races, people, so that they can dissolve what our nation is and recreate it as something atheistic and communistic.
Yeah, a friend of mine, as you know, I do a lot of... I'm sorry, Taylor. There's a bit of a delay. I have a friend. I do a lot of work in Iraq. And this friend of mine from Iraq, she posted an image from her region in Iraq of Jesus from about 800 A.D., and it looked like a quote-unquote white Jesus. She said, what do I look like to you? My ancestors have lived in Iraq since the first century. We are Christians. We speak Aramaic, the language of Jesus. Jesus probably looked like me. What do I look like to you? And she does. If you were to make a mural of her, you would say it's of a white girl. But the reality is the people of the Levant don't look like me. And they don't look black. They are perfectly in the middle. When you say, there we have it.
Well, and does it even matter? Does it even matter? As Christians, we revere and worship Jesus Christ because he's the Son of God and because of what he taught us, the gospel. It has nothing to do with race or skin color or anything like that. Sean King is only provoking for the destruction of Christian symbols, signs, statues, etc. So this is really about an attack on Christianity. It's an attack on Christ and Christianity and Christians. It has nothing to do with skin color or race. And we need to be vocal about that. And we also, as Christians, we need to defend our churches, our crosses, our signs, our statues, our symbols, because that is who we are. These signify divine realities. If I step on a picture of your grandmother or tear it up, I'm offending you and your grandmother. Likewise, if you tear up and break a statue of Jesus or a cross, you're offending Christ and you're offending what we revere and worship.
Yeah, it's embarrassing that such a kook, such a juvenile child as Sean King is making threats like this, and I haven't seen one bishop stand up to it. We've got 10 seconds left, Taylor. How do people follow you?
YouTube's the best place. Dr. Taylor Marshall.
I was talking to my Patriot supplier, Great Suppliers. You can now say 4 weeks on average for storable food. It's the highest quality. They've got it. Use this little rest we have caught in the current to come up to the surface, get some air before you get sucked back down. I personally am ordering more storable food. I have to now start going into defense posture. 80% offense, but I've always been 100% offense, trying to fully, you know, stop the globalists. I mean, give them a good run, and I think down the road they'll be defeated, but we are going to still go down the hard road now. There were a lot worse roads we'd probably go down, but we've mitigated some of this, but it's still going to be bad in my view. You need to get high-quality storable food. It's something you need. We have high-quality ready to get out to you, and it supports the broadcast of 360 Wins, so please take care of your storable foods needs at InfoWarsStore.com and get your orders in now so you get it, so you have it. It's in great containers, high-quality, last 25 years. Get it while you can, because if you think things are about to let up, you ain't seen nothing yet.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Welcome back to Hour 4 of the Alex Jones Show. I am your guest host, Jason Jones, host of the Jason Jones Show. Go over there and hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. I'd love to talk with you every week. Do you want to know? Okay, there are two types of statues that are torn down. There are two types of monuments that mobs tear down.
The one kind of monument are monuments made to advocates of evil that were popular in a different age. And those are the ones most people yawn at and say, let them tear them down. And of course, we don't mind if you pull down statues of slave traders. We should do it in an orderly process, legal process, safe process, following the rules of our community. But there's another type of monument that they pull down. And those are the monuments that are in peril of every age. Those are of heroes like George Mason, John Adams, John Quincy Adams. Those are heroes that stood against ideologies of evil that transcend the age. The heroes that oppose ideologies of evil in every age, saints like Juniper Serra, those are the monuments we must be vigilant to defend. And if you want to ask, where did this all start? This did not start with pulling down the statue of a saint in California. It really began with deplatforming truth tellers like this show, like InfoWars. When they began deplatforming on social media those who tell truth, I tried to share a Rasmussen poll on Facebook that was immediately removed, showing how Trump is gaining with the African-American vote. When this started happening, it was inevitable that they would pull down monuments of heroes like Juniper Serra. We need to draw a line, and the line needs to be now. We need to draw it now, not our churches. You will not touch our churches. So while we're busy at home standing for the transcendent moral truth, while we're busy at home standing for the incomparable beauty of the human person that our republic was founded on in the Declaration Principle, while we are rioting and causing chaos, ripping apart our communities, we, as the most influential, powerful nation in the world, aren't doing what it is our responsibility to be doing. We have food insecurity, famine, horror around the world. Thousands of democracy activists are being disappeared in Hong Kong. Millions of ethnic and religious Uyghur in Chinese-occupied East Turkestan are in concentration camps. You don't see that on the news. In Nigeria, a relentless war of genocide against Nigerian Christians, and the media does not care. If black lives matter, if all black lives matter, why are the horror and the genocide in Nigeria buried in our news? And to join me to talk about what is happening in Nigeria is my good friend, Nicholas Costello, founder of HEAL. Nick, welcome to the Alex Jones Show.
Thanks a lot, Jason, for having me. I appreciate it. Thanks, so, Alex, too.
It's a privilege to have you on the show. You've been fighting for the people in Nigeria for a very long time. And in season and out of season, with fortitude and consistency. But most Americans do not know what is happening to the Christians in Nigeria. Can you give us a primer of what's going on?
Yes. Nigeria is about 50% Christian and 50% Muslim. It's split right down the middle. And, you know, there's a long history to that. What Americans might not realize is the reason southern Nigeria is Christian predominantly is because of missionaries, primarily from England and from Ireland, who during the, you know, colonial period traveled to that part of Africa, West Africa. And while the colonial guys were doing their thing, excavating and so forth, the missionaries were there with the people and sharing the gospel with the people. And the tribes in the southeast, the Igbo people among them who I work with, received the gospel very, very readily. And they felt that many elements of their own traditional religion synced up very well with the gospel. So now that corresponded with the Muslim migration through Africa to the south. You know, we know how Islam originally proliferated through North Africa, and you know, my amateur understanding is, you know, they just kind of moved south
and were competitors with Christianity throughout many countries in Africa and including in Nigeria. So there was
it spread through violence, but the gospel was being spread through peace. And it was ripped apart the institution of slavery, which we are still seeing Christians being enslaved today in Nigeria, right? I mean, we're tearing down statues of slave traders and advocates of slavery, which I have no dog in that hunt. Bring those down peacefully, orderly. You want to take down a hero of a different era that it was advocating an ideology of evil that we have progressed beyond. Let's bring those down. But there are Christians, black Christians today. I've been in Sudan. I've witnessed the redemption of slaves from Muslims. Christians were redeeming slaves from Muslim tribes. And in Nigeria today, do we have Christians enslaved today?
Yes, you do. I mean, if you look at the fall of Libya and the rise of ISIS there, there's become a trade. It's almost like a second trans-Saharan slave trade. So many Nigerians get caught up in that, thinking that, you know, they can make it to Europe, and they get caught up in that trafficking, you know, and often it's
ISIS blocks.
Yeah,
they have auction blocks. Nick, when I was in Sudan, I met a boy who we redeemed, who had to care for the sheep for his slave master. He went to church. When he went to church, one of the sheep escaped. So the next week, his master said, "You're going to go to church home, so build yourself a cross." He made him build a big cross. That Sunday, his master nailed him to the cross, and he kept him there all day.
Wow.
We met this boy. He had been redeemed. Tragically, a couple of years later, this boy's village had been raided again, and he had been killed this time. So we're talking about All Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter. Why is the media burying the slave trade in Africa? Why is it exists today? Why is the media burying the plight of black Africans today?
Yeah, that's a good question. I would guess it's partially at least because of the religious factor, the Islamic Christian paradigm.
Lives don't matter.
Right.
Which narrative, the Christian lives don't matter.
Right. And I think there's some post-colonial interests that still may be corrupt in a way that like to downplay the fact that I think, at least in Nigeria's context, that the Muslim Fulani North part of Nigeria is favored by Britain, you know, or by the British establishment, I would say, because I think there are many people in Britain who are sympathetic to the lives of Christians in Nigeria and want to do something to end it. But, you know, there was just like in the Middle Belt in Nigeria. There have been many attacks by the Fulani herdsmen killing Christians indiscriminately in the so-called farmer-herder conflict. And one of these states in central Nigeria, there was supposed to be a visit by Prince Charles to one of these states. I believe it was Taraba State, and this was, I think, last year. And he was to visit an area where one of these attacks had taken place, but the government requested that he not make that visit, and Prince Charles complied with that. You know, so it's things like that.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight
site free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsite.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsite.com/radio. Frontsite, America's gun training destination.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Thanks for hanging on, brother. You are talking to what I believe is truly the most important audience in the world. And you are doing the most important work in the world, in season and out of season. How do people stand in solidarity with the Christians in Nigeria?
Well, you can visit our website, healnigeria.org, and check out what we're doing. We operate two schools, primary and secondary level schools in southeast Nigeria. And this is with my colleague, Deacon Leo Okonkwo, who I've known for 20 years. And you know, Jason, because you spoke at our first benefit event in Chicago in 2014. And so we're forming these children to be servant leaders, the servant leaders of the future in Nigeria. And I would just say to Americans, why should I care about Nigeria or Africa? Again, I would just say, if you're a person of faith, our forebears, our ancestors sacrificed a lot in Nigeria. They sacrificed their lives in Nigeria. And so I think we have a natural spiritual bond with the people of Nigeria and people of West Africa. So, and I think it's important for freedom and for Christianity to continue to thrive in Africa, because they are constantly threatened. It's a daily threat, you know, to the average person in Africa that Islam is lurking, militant Islam. I mean, of course, there are very, you know, good Muslim people in Africa.
Jews in Nigeria standing with the Christians.
It's that element that does wage jihad constantly, that, you know, that people of goodwill of all faiths, Christians and Muslims in Africa, have to stand against. So I think that should be an interest, you know, for Americans who, you know, obviously America First is something, you know, I'm about as well, but I have this spiritual connection and bond with Africa and with Nigeria in particular.
Yeah, they're showing this video here that's just utterly heartbreaking. Well, Nick, thank you so much for your work. It was a privilege to speak at your banquet. You come from a very big, famous family in the food industry. It was the best food of any banquet I have ever been. You guys make the best pizzas in the world, and it was the best Italian food I've ever had. Nick, thank you for sharing your life with the vulnerable people in Nigeria. You know, I'm that guy, when we were kids, we would save our money, and one person would buy a movie ticket. They'd go in, and they'd let all their friends in through the back door, and we'd sit down and watch Back to the Future or whatever. Well, Alex Jones has given me the privilege of this hour, and so I feel like I got that movie ticket, and I'm going through the back door, and I've had my Muslim Uyghur friends from Chinese-occupied East Turkestan on this show. I've had an Assyrian Christian friend, Juliana Timorazzi, who you know, talking of the plight of the Christians in the Middle East. Now I've had you on, and so I'm sneaking all my friends in through the fire door so we can share the plight of the vulnerable, whether they're Uyghur Muslims, whether they're Christians in Nigeria, whether they're Assyrian Christians in Iraq. You know, we don't care. We want to stand up against the violence. I'm not asking what their religion is. I'm not asking what their ethnicity is. I'm standing up to the violent, and I want to stand with the vulnerable. I'm not asking the vulnerable what their religion is. I'm not asking them what their ethnicity is, what their orientation is. They're vulnerable. I'm going to stand with them. And I want to thank you for, you know, sharing your privilege coming from a great family, sharing your life, your formation, your education, everything you've been given with the vulnerable people of Nigeria. Nick Costello, thanks for being on the Alex Jones Show.
Yes, and thank you, Alex Jones, for this opportunity. It's incredible. Thank you.
All right, brother. God bless.
Okay.
I really wanted to have Nick Costello on because my organization, we do a lot of work in Sudan. We do a lot of work with the Uyghur and a lot of work across the Middle East. Nigeria is a country I haven't done a lot of work in. Nick is my friend, and it is a tragic story that is happening there. And as we, like children, are ripping our country apart, this beautiful, wealthy, prosperous, free country, as we are ripping our country apart, our eyes have been averted from the horror that is happening around the world. We did not even get to touch on the food insecurity in Nigeria. Well, we are tearing down statues of slave owners from 150 years ago. Slave traders are operating across Africa today. We're not talking about that. We're talking about slavery 150 years ago. Well, we are talking about Chaz. Chaz is out of food. Chazengrad. They've run out of milk and cookies. From Bangladesh across the Middle East into Africa, there is going to be a famine this year like the world has never seen. And they're going to call it COVID. COVID caused the famine. COVID did not cause the famine. The famine was caused by this ham-fisted response, this COVID shutdown, this policy. The famine in Ethiopia in the 80s was caused by communist ideology. The famine in Ukraine was caused by communist ideology. The famine in China, the Great Famine, Mao's famine, was caused by communist ideology. Now, I have a trailer queued up, and I want to make sure I show this to you. What we are experiencing is nothing new, and I had the privilege of being a part of a brilliant film several years ago called For Greater Glory. You can probably watch it on Netflix for free. Get it at your library. If you subscribe to it, get it at your library. But this is a look at what happens after they tear down statues of Jesus. What is next? They kill Christians. So if we do not protect our churches, we let them destroy our buildings, they're going to be coming for you. And here's the clip for Greater Glory. This is a true story of a communist in Mexico less than 100 years ago.
Mexico is under siege. A plot to poison the minds and hearts of our people, to turn them into religious fanatics, this evil, this threat, it will not be tolerated.
An army fighting for God and for the church. We will fight with honor and dignity.
In the United States, we've been following your war with the Catholic Church.
I would hardly call it a war.
There is a time for peace, a time for war.
Even if I were younger, I would not fight.
Something you don't believe.
I believe in freedom. The fate of Mexico is in God's hands, not yours or mine. This will be one of the most important battles of our struggle.
If you lose this war,
we're not going to lose this war. Why are you here?
We want to be cristeros.
Cristeros?
Yes.
We're going to send a message that freedom is our lives. And we will defend it or die trying. Que viva Cristo Rey! Que viva Cristo Rey!
Vivo Cristo Rey. Can you imagine there would come a time in our life where we as Christians in the United States would hear open threats of violence to our churches by cranks and crackpots, by soy boys like Sean King? Then when our president responds, when the president, so the violence against our churches is encouraged by Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. It is promoted. I saw on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube this week a man washing his car gets shot. That's fine. Alex Jones is not safe for Facebook, YouTube, Twitter. But that man being shot is up there today. And the president of the United States tweeting that we will protect our churches from violence is removed from Twitter as violating their terms of agreement. Saying that we will stand up to criminals, to thugs, to vandals, to murderers is not allowed. But you can literally show murder. The thugs can plot and plan on Twitter and YouTube and Facebook and start Facebook groups. But if we start a group that says we were going to show up and defend our church, that is not allowed. This is our moment. This is our opportunity. This is the Christian moment. This is our opportunity to say we will stand for freedom in our generation. With justice, with kindness, with honesty, with bravery. Go out there, protect your churches. They will not tear down our Christian monuments. That's not going to happen. Stand up. And I want to thank Alex Jones and thank all of you.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, It was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.